Lying in the yellow grass, close to where the bottom of my window, if that's what it was, ended, was a silvery ornament on a fine chain. Brian Lippi's swastika. Years of being out in the weather had tarnished it. A little further off was a cowboy boot, the fancy stitched kind with a stacked heel. Much of the leather had been overgrown with black-gray moss that looked like spider webs. The boot had been torn down one side, creating a ragged mouth through which I could see a yellow gleam of bone. No flesh. 20 years in the caustic air of that place would have decayed it, though I doubt the absence of flesh was due to mere decay alone. What I think is that Eddie J's old school pal was eaten, probably while still alive, and screaming if he could catch enough breath to do so. And two things more near the top of my momentary window. The first was a hat, also furry with patches of that black-gray moss. It had grown all around the brim and also in the crease of the crown. It wasn't exactly what we wear now, that hat. The uniform has changed some since the 1970s, but it was a PSP Stetson, all right. The big hat. It hadn't blown away because someone or something had driven a splintery wooden stake down through it to hold it in place. As if Ennis Rafferty's killer had been afraid of the alien intruder even after the intruder's death and had staked the most striking item of his clothing to make sure he wouldn't rise and walk the night like a hungry vampire. Near the hat, rusty and almost hidden by scrub grass, was his sidearm. Not the Beretta auto we carry now, but the Ruger, the kind George Morgan had used. Had Ennis also used his to commit suicide? Or had he seen something coming and died firing his weapon at it? Had it even been fired at all? There was no way to tell, and before I could look more closely, Arky had screamed at Steph to help him, and I'd been yanked backward with Ned hanging in my arms like a big doll. I saw no more. But one question at least was answered. They'd gone there, all right. Ennis Rafferty and Brian Lippi both. Wherever there was. I got up from the bench and walked over to the shed a final time. And there it was. Midnight blue and not quite right. Casting a shadow, just as if it were sane. "Oil's fine," the man in the black coat had told Bradley Broach. And then he was gone, leaving behind this weird steel calling card. At some point during the last listless light storm, the trunk had shut itself again. About a dozen dead bugs lay scattered on the floor. We'd clean them up tomorrow. No sense saving them or photographing them or any of that. We no longer bothered. A couple of guys would burn them in the incinerator out back. I would delegate this job. Delegating jobs is also part of what sitting in the big chair is about, and you get to like it. Hand this one the shit and that one the sweets. Can they complain? No. Can they put it on their TS list and hand it to the chaplain? Yes, for all the good it does. "I'll outweight you," I said to the thing in the shed. "We can do that." It only sat there on its white walls, and far down in my head, the pulse whispered, "Maybe, and maybe not."